we hear a lot about relationships and this partnership folks always talk about between the public and private sector. Why is this getting so much attention?
I think there's a couple of reasons. First off, the private sector owns something like 90% of the infrastructure the government uses. And we're talking about the internet, the network. We're talking about, you know, anything that you do to connect, electricity, the water you use, I mean, if you really want to get down to it. And obviously, the private sector produces about 99% of all hardware and software the government uses. And I think it's a recognition that's developed over time, but it's really clear now that the government cannot secure their own networks without help. And I think that now that they make this realization, they have to look at, okay, now how do we make that happen? The Defense Department, for instance, is looking at new operating concepts around cybersecurity, how to secure our network. This includes something called dynamic defense versus, as we've seen in the past, static defense. They're also talking about more training and education because these new concepts need more. People need to know how to understand how to use these new concepts. And DoD understands also it can't do it alone. Robert Butler is DoD's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defense for Cyberspace Policy.
Extending those operating concepts in partnership with our interagency brethren to allow us to provide protection to the defense industrial base and to defense operations writ large. And so inside of here, there's these aspects of changing culture, changing relationships, building partnerships, as General Keyes just talked about. The Enduring Security Framework is one element that we use as a venue, but there are many others. But it really comes down to looking at things in different ways, potentially changing business models, and significant implications, of course, then in terms of policy.
So, Jason, what are some of the more interesting initiatives that you got to hear about today?
Held at the AFCEA Cybersecurity Conference. So let me highlight two that seem to have some good potential. First, there's an information sharing partnership that is currently just for industry, so industry to industry only, but it's really setting the table for public-private information sharing around cyber threats. Ed Miller is the chairman of the President's National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee and president and CEO of Quest Communications.
We took four organizations and participated in phase three of this effort. The first one is the Information Technology ISAC, and that really is the information technology sector. We did the Financial Services Sector, ISAC. We did the Defense Information Exchange for the Defense Industrial Base, and we did the Communications in February of this year. The NSTAC principals agreed to proceed with a six-month trial. Hands-on, individual companies' roles, they agreed to provide resources to conduct the pilot. I'm pleased to say that we did our first soft launch April 12th, and a full launch was on April 19th. The four sectors I talked about and their submissions, their advisors, the regular collaboration, and the individual analysts that are working on this are doing well and are well underway. And we have more than 30 credentialed token holders are engaged in submitting information.
Now, the pilot will be completed in October. And now this is one pilot looking at all four of those sectors, not four pilots on each sector. So all the sectors are sharing information together to say, okay, here's the cyber threats we're seeing. What do you think? Here's what you need to know. And actually, this could be expanded to other sectors, and eventually it will help determine what are the best ways for the public and private sectors to share information around these cyber threats. The second example I heard about deals with the National Security Agency, the Defense Department, the Homeland Security Department, and the intelligence community, and it's called the Enduring Security Framework. Now, this is not a framework like a document or a white paper, but more of a concept. Anne Neuberger is the special assistant to the director, and she oversees the framework. She says the government is partnering with the defense industrial base as well as the telecommunication firms.
The goal of working together on a set of cybersecurity issues, particularly related to the defense industrial base. There's been an increasing realization in the Department of Defense that military networks are not only those that end in .mil. There's a key reliance on private sector networks. We quote that something close to 85% of the military's logistics are transported on private sector companies, and that information is often housed in both unclassified and classified private sector networks. So the Enduring Security Framework operates at multiple levels. It operates at that CEO, very senior deputy secretary level, and then below that there's an operations group where those key chief technology officers of those companies participate. It's chaired by General Alexander and the director of research for Microsoft. And they stand up various panels to focus on particular areas of interest.
Now, the group has been working on these issues since around January 2009, and the goal here is to come up with an agreement or standard about how best together to address these cyber threats. There's several more that popped up as well, including a war game where DoD kind of worked around this information sharing experience with industry, and we even heard about a possible approach to information sharing relationships from the Intelligence and National Security Association. Ellen McCarthy is the president of INSA.
And it was largely based on a number of models, but largely the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, or the NERC. And when I say that, it's not the NERC's role or what the NERC is doing with regard to cyber, but it actually goes back in time to when the NERC was really initially organized to work to have electric companies work together in terms of the development of standards and best practices. And so falling on the NERC as a model, we recommended the creation of a cybersecurity panel, or CSP, which would be composed of representatives from individuals, businesses, and government organizations. Again, looking at the NERC model, the existing Information Sharing and Analysis Centers, or the ISACs, could appoint a CSP to sit with representatives of the various service providers to establish the standards for definitions of anomalous behaviors. Additionally, representatives from public interest groups or users could be added to the mix. And here I would highlight that this is also a place where your privacy and civil liberties group would have, could have a key role, creating a tripartite organization of public-private interests. Of course, the key to a successful CSP would be that it's neither too large that it doesn't get anything done, but certainly encompasses all the critical private sector and public sector interests to actually be effective.
Now, INSA looked at some existing models of partnerships, but none really could be applied to cybersecurity, and that's why they kind of came up with this idea. Now, this is just an idea. As Ellen McCarthy said previously, she said there's nothing set in stone here. This is just something to float around and have people kind of comment on. But they really like the idea around NERC that provides for electricity companies.
So, Jason, are we talking, and as we started off, we always talk about this public-private sector relationship, this partnership. It's not just this, right?
In fact, it's not. There's a lot of government-to-government interagency partnership that's going on across the board. There's one entire panel where they talked about what they called the kind of after effects of the shockwave exercise. If you remember that, that's from a couple months ago where some of the former government people like Michael Chertoff, the former Homeland Security Secretary, Stuart Baker, who, Franz Townsend, who used to work at the White House, they all got together and kind of did role-playing around what would happen if they took down the banking or the electrical grid, and what would the government's response be, and everyone kind of played a different role. And they talked, okay, so we had this exercise, what comes next? And the response basically was, this panel talked about, well, everyone has a role, and we're all kind of pulling that role together, and DHS, for instance, is working more closely with NSA than ever before, and then you have a cyber command over at DOD, and they actually are starting to, obviously pulling in a lot from DOD, but now they're also starting to look at, okay, now who else can we work with outside of just DOD, which, you know, obviously includes DHS, Energy, NIST, and several others.